This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of thromboangitis obliterans, or Berger's disease, from the hand section on orthobullets.com. Thromboangitis obliterans, or Berger's disease, is a non-atherosclerotic segmental inflammatory disease in the small and medium-sized vessels of the hands and feet. It occurs predominantly in smokers. As far as the epidemiology, the incidence of thromboangitis obliterans, or Berger's disease, is 12.6 per 100,000 in the United States. As far as the demographics, there is a 3-to-1 male-to-female ratio and typically affects patients less than 45 years old. Risk factors include smoking and chewing tobacco. The pathophysiology of thromboangitis obliterans involves inflammation and clotting of the small vessels of the hands and the feet. And there are three phases: acute, subacute, and chronic. In the acute phase, a thrombus including neutrophils and giant cells occludes the vessel lumen while sparing the wall. Again, in the acute phase of thromboangitis obliterans, a thrombus including neutrophils and giant cells occludes the vessel lumen while sparing the wall. In the subacute phase, there is progressive organization of the thrombus. And in the chronic phase, inflammation has subsided and the organized thrombus as well as the vascular fibrosis remain. The prognosis of thromboangitis obliterans depends on smoking status. 94% who quit smoking avoid amputation. Again, 94% who quit smoking avoid amputation. There is a 43% chance of amputation within 8 years if smoking is continued. As far as the presentation of thromboangitis obliterans, symptoms in early disease include intermittent claudication of the feet, legs, hands, or arms. There is also numbness and or tingling in the limbs. Symptoms in late disease include symptoms of critical limb ischemia, and this can manifest with rest pain. On physical exam, inspection may reveal ulcerations, large erythematous superficial blood vessels, as well as necrotic distal digits in the hands and the feet. Palpation may reveal decreased temperature in the hands and the feet. Neurovascular exam may reveal diminished or absent pulses, as well as sensory findings in up to 70% of patients. As far as provocative tests, a positive Allen test in a young smoker with digital ischemia is suggestive of disease. As far as imaging, arteriography is indicated and useful for ruling out other conditions that may mimic Berger's disease. Findings may include quote-unquote corkscrew vessels and collateral circulation giving a quote spider leg appearance. As far as other studies, labs are used to exclude alternative diagnoses, and an echocardiogram is used to exclude a proximal source of emboli. Treatment of thromboangitis obliterans or Berger's disease can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes smoking cessation as well as symptomatic treatment. This is indicated in all patients with Berger's disease that use tobacco. Smoking cessation should involve patient education, pharmacotherapy, and/or smoking cessation groups. Symptomatic treatment includes avoiding exposure to cold, gentle exercise, daily aspirin, and vasodilators. As far as outcomes, smoking cessation is the only treatment known to decrease the risk of future amputation. Again, smoking cessation is the only treatment known to decrease the risk of future amputation. Operative options include surgical sympathectomy, however, the indications are controversial. And these indications include when the patients have refractory pain and digital ischemia. The technique involves cutting the nerves to the affected areas. Amputation is indicated in the setting of gangrene, non-healing ulcers, and in cases of refractory pain. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. A 45-year-old male smoker presents with a classic clinical appearance of thromboangitis obliterans as he has necrotic distal digits in the hands. Which of the following statements is true regarding his condition? And the choices are 1. Treatment with aspirin has been shown to decrease the incidence of amputation. 2. Arteriography is useful in the diagnosis of his condition. 3. Prophylactic amputation of unaffected digits leads to improved patient outcomes. 4. The condition is usually painless. And 5. Involves proximal vessels first and distal vessels last. The correct answer to this question is 2. Arteriography is useful in the diagnosis of this condition. So the clinical description is most consistent with the diagnosis of Berger's disease or thromboangitis obliterans. Arteriography is the best method for the diagnosis of this condition. To quickly review, Buerger's disease is an inflammatory occlusive disorder of small and medium-sized vessels of the digits, most frequently occurring in male smokers. The condition may mimic other autoimmune and vascular diseases. If the diagnosis is uncertain, an arteriogram is the study of choice. The only treatment that has been found to reduce the risk of amputation is the cessation of smoking. Phillips et al. Reviewed the vascular conditions of the upper extremity. They discussed that patients with Buerger's disease present with rest pain, claudication, and ulceration, and that cessation of smoking decreases disease progression and the incidence of amputation. That's all for this review about thromboangiitis obliterans, or Buerger's disease. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.